In July 1855, two exhausted and seriously ill men rode up to Dodge's cabin on spent horses. Dodge was amazed. One of them was Frederick Lander, the man who had influenced him to go to Norwich University. He welcomed Lander and his companion, helped them off their horses and into the cabin, nursed them, and got their story. Lander said he had been surveying for the government from Puget Sound in the Washington Territory to the Missouri River, that he had started with six men, but only he and the man with him had survived. Still, he had completed his survey. That evening, Dodge and Lander sat on the banks of the Elkhorn watching the fireflies and talking railroads. "Dodge," Lander said, "the Pacific Railroad is bound to be built through this valley, and if it doesn't run through your claim, I'll be badly mistaken." "I've already figured that it will," Dodge replied. "How else could it go from the Missouri River if built this far north?" Lander reported that Jefferson Davis, the Secretary of War, didn't want the railroad to be so far north. "He wants the Pacific Railroad to be to the south. I'm going to oppose his views as soon as I get to Washington." And he did. Davis had reports that stressed the 32nd parallel as quicker, cheaper, and more dependable than any of the others. Lander, in his report, made a frank comparison of the route from the 32nd and the one from the 42nd, which would make Omaha, or its vicinity, the eastern terminus. "The northern route is longer than the southern," he confessed, "but of central position. It can be more readily defended in time of war. It can be more cheaply constructed, and when built, will command and unite important and conflicting public and private interests." He also pointed to a further and enormous advantage. The railroad would stay on flat ground, near water, by following the valley of the Platte. Dodge agreed. He sought the route using the private funds of Henry Farnham and railroad promoter Dr. Thomas Durant, who had interests in the Rock Island. In 1856, Dodge had made a private survey up the Platte Valley to and beyond the Rocky Mountains and reported to his financiers. Farnham and Durant set out to induce Eastern Capital to help complete the road across Iowa, then across the Missouri River into Nebraska and farther west. In 1858, Farnham and Durant, who had a medical degree but never practiced and instead operated on Wall Street where he was called Doc, asked Dodge to visit them in New York City at the office of the Rock Island Railroad located over the Corn Exchange Bank. Dodge thus was present at a meeting of the board of directors where a secretary read his report on the Platte route. "Before he was half through," Dodge reported, "nearly every person had left the room, and when he had finished, only Mr. Farnham, Doc Durant, the reader, and myself were present." Dodge had heard one of the directors say he did not see why they should be asked to hear such nonsense. But Dodge told the two remaining directors, "I believe your road will draw the bulk of emigration crossing the Missouri. From Council Bluffs, it will then go up the north side of the Platte River along the Mormon Trail. The Pacific Railroad is bound to be built along this trail." Farnham and Durant believed him, and they acted on that belief, saying they felt that if they could stimulate interest in the Pacific Road, it would enable them to raise funds to complete their line across the state. Dodge went to work making a grade, the bed of a railroad track, east from Council Bluffs.